Kaylee McConaughey.
I'm Troy Freeman.
And this is Dissonant Hearts.
Music for fragile souls.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to episode 6798.
It's been a good year.
Well, I would not go that far.
It's been a gloomy year.
Sounds more like it to me.
Yeah. What are we talking about today, Kaylee?
Well, we've got a very, very special song up for you today, folks. But first, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Does your choir sight read like shit?
Yes.
Does it seem to take 5 centuries to learn a simple Kyrie?
All the time.
Are you experiencing symptoms of premature hair loss and mood swings?
No.
Well, try Solmization, brought to you by Guido D'Arezzo. It's easy as oot re mi.
So yes, today we're going to be talking about In Darkness Let Me Dwell.
You may know John Dowland from his other hits. Most recently, Burst Forth My Tears, Go Crystal Tears, If Floods of Tears Could Cleanse My Follies Past, and Flow My Tears.
Let's hear a clip from the studio. So I think that's a great new hit. There's a piece of lyric that I want to bring up. He says, "Hellish jarring sound to banish friendly sleep." And it reminds me of the other day when my brother, Cheslevic, he woke me up suddenly with a large bash against my head, and my usual 45 minutes of restless sleep became 14. It was very upsetting.
Boy, do I hate it when that happens, Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But it happens to the best of us. It really does.
It does.
I'm going to counter that with a question before state my opinion.
Yeah, of course.
How do you think that this song measures up to Dowland's work in the past? In my opinion, it's missing the bitter agony that Flow My Tears has.
Right. Well, he brings up tears a lot.
Yes.
He really knows how to feel. Within the text of his music, understanding that crystallization that tears make when they fall from your tender cheek, that's something that he's able to accomplish that I think most artists are unable to.
Yes, you could be right, Troy. You could be.
I usually am.
You're right. It is a very emotional piece. But I think perhaps this song goes a bit too far.
Interesting.
You know, you and I,
yes,
don't really believe in such a thing often.
I don't believe in
that.
But
I dare to say that he has pushed the boundary. I find it disingenuous.
Disingenuous. Describe how that makes you feel.
Makes me feel like perhaps his sadness isn't real enough. Maybe it's not a genuine pain. It seems too forced, don't you think?
No, I agree. What I'm saying, Kaylee.
Oh, what are you saying?
What I'm saying is that the character that he has instilled in his text is sad.
Oh, so you think he's not drawing from personal experiences, but rather creating a character that evokes true sadness.
When I'm listening to this new song, it reminds me of my childhood as a boy running down the road in my small village and then tripping on a rock and hitting my face against the ground. Those scars are still here today. The bandages couldn't hold back the blood. And if that's what he can make me feel with his music, then what does it matter if the author is quote-unquote dead? What feelings does he need to feel for his music to be powerful?
You know, I do think I relate.
Mm-hmm.
Because, similarly to your childhood, when I lived in 2 villages over,
right,
where I lived, we, as young children, would often...
You lived in Shukovakovich, didn't you?
Actually, I lived in Sokovakovich.
Ah. Sokovakovich. I always confuse that one.
Yes, it's understandable. Everyone always confuses Shukovakovich and Sokovakovich. But anyway, I know you relate to this song, Troy. I know it has a special place in your heart.
I do.
But I would argue that Go Crystal Tears is more impactful. To me, at least, anyway, Troy, because when I was a young child in Sokovakovich, there would be cold winter nights.
Sure.
where I would be out all night, and one in particular, when I had to sell my youngest brother for a single bean.
We've all undersold siblings at some point in our lives, but not every...
But did you sell your brother for a bean?
Listen, my... No, I didn't. However, my point is that not every creator, not every musician, not every artist can be a Wagner. And Dowland is not anything less for that. To create music, to create literature that really invokes sadness, that is special.
Yes, it is sad. There's no question that it's sad.
Sadder than most.
Sadder than most. I might go so far as to say that maybe Dowland, his happiness,
mm-hmm.
is apparent.
Mm.
Start to see through this facade that he's built up.
Interesting.
And the question is,
yeah.
Yes, his music is sad, but is his life a true depiction of his music? Do you know where I'm going with this?
I know where you're going with this.
Is he as an artist, is he able to relate to his own material as we are?
And the fact that he wrote this song for a baritone shows his inner happiness. You know, for example, you know a few tenors,
because
right?
If he had written it for a soprano...
Sopranos are sad. Yeah, Cleavage, she's always depressed. She's one of the best sopranos in the industry.
If he had written it for a soprano, there would have been no question that he would be truly
but he
depressed.
Didn't, he didn't write it for a soprano. He didn't
did
write it for a Silvovich. He wrote it for a Judd. And let me ask you, have you ever seen Judd at the marketplace without a smile on his face?
I've never seen Judd.
Never. Never.
Judd always has a smile
on
his face.
He always has a smile.
When he picks out the freshest fish every morning, he's got a smile on his face.
He's not even a court musician.
Even if the fish isn't fresh that morning.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he gets stuck with 3-day-old fish, I've always seen Judd smile.
So the question there, is where do you draw the line between a character inside of a pop single that is truly sad, truly dripping with pain.
And tears.
Where do you draw the line between tears and pain and a happy person in a bad mood? Now, I guess my next question about Dowland, right?
Mm.
He has been in the Billboard 100.
Yes.
62 times.
62 times.
Right. He's been at least...
That's... quite a few.
He's been 127 on the Billboard 100, 62 times. My question is, will he enter in the Pop Star Hall of Fame?
Do you think that the world, mm-hmm. in all of its infinite sorrow and misery, is nevertheless ready for him?
I don't know if the world wants to put a star in their Hall of Fame who has a wife and kids.
Oh, really? You think that's the issue there?
I think he's a family man.
Mm. You know, I have always seen this sort of mysterious... Nevertheless, even though he is a family man,
mm-hmm.
I've always seen this sort of mysterious...
What do you feel?
I don't know. He's just got this vibe about him. I think Dowland could be... living some sort of secret double life.
Well.
That may be a little too far-fetched of me to say, but...
Kaylee, this is not a political podcast. We try to keep partisanship out of this. All right, I think only time will tell if Dowland is truly sad and if his work will create the culture that we need him to.
Only time will tell, Troy. And... now we have a word from our sponsors.
Now our show is about things that make us sad. Isn't that right, Kaylee?
Things that make us want to jump off a cliff. Yes, indeed, Troy.
Exactly. And you know what makes me feel sad?
What?
When I'm running a court and when I can't find someone to be my court musician, I have a group of 45 underpaid musicians and I just want someone to write material for the group.
And can you do it yourself?
You can't. That was the problem that Prince Esterhazy had. He was looking for the right court musician at the right time, and he couldn't find it. He went down to the county billboard, and he nailed his thesis in the wall. Hiring. He couldn't find anyone.
Not a single soul?
Not a single soul. Until he used Chaindon. Chaindon is a new service that helps find the right court musician for the right court prince. Esterhazy was able to find Haydn, and they've been a match made in heaven ever since. He even writes baritone music. Isn't that delightful? Get linked in with Chaindon. And we're back. Now we're going to jump right into this next segment. This is Sad Boy Thursday. Things that made us especially sad today. Maybe a different topic, something off the beaten path, something that we just can't let go of.
Troy, on this dismal Thursday, what would you say makes you especially sad today?
Right, so you know Aristotle. He released an op-ed on the ethos of different musical styles and genres. And he talked about how melodies contain a certain imitation of ethos.
I know the very one.
Right, right. And how they can manifest themselves. When you listen to certain types of music, his idea is that it makes you feel a certain way. And then that spreads across everything that you do. And I thought it was interesting because that's kind of based on what we are. You know, we try to listen to sad music to keep our lives sad, of course.
Yes.
However, the church got hand of Aristotle's op-ed, and they've decided to, within their walls, ban certain genres of music that do not create a positive relationship with the Lord. And that's upsetting to me because I think that Christians, as well as all other religions, have the equal chance to be sad, right?
Everyone deserves to be sad.
Everyone deserves to be sad. And the Catholic Church making this kind of strict decision on what kinds of music we are allowed to listen to, it limits the palette of human emotion, right? I agree with Aristotle. Absolutely. More vulgar music creates more vulgar thoughts, and more positive music creates more positive thoughts. Sad music makes you sad. But I think that you need a little bit of everything.
That's why we've never listened to the Beatles.
We've never once listened to the Beatles.
Or the Jackson 5.
Right. And yet I've listened to Thank You Next. Oh man. Thousands. Tens of thousands of times. It's one of the saddest songs I've ever heard. Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. That Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen.
Yes.
Is both sad and religious. And so, if the Catholic Church
like this... Equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity. Religion and music should be separated. And your ethos needs to include a little bit of everything. So that's my thoughts for today. What have you been thinking about? What has made you especially sad today?
Troy, what's made me very sad in this Sad Boy Thursday is that just thinking about the poor little Breaker Boys... Have you heard about them yet?
I haven't. Tell me about it.
Well, Julia Wolfe has...
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful.
Classic.
Classic.
One of the greats.
One of the greats. She has composed this miraculous piece exposing the cruel conditions and telling these stories that have been swept under the rug for so long about these poor little boys who... slave away day and night. And of course, you know, I can relate to this
as a poor beggar boy yourself.
Poor beggar boy myself. Now let me read the most inspiring lyrics from this piece by Julia
Wolfe. Please do, please.
The most heart-wrenching and inspiring lyrics. Mickey picks late, early and late. Mickey, Mickey. That was the poor little breaker boy's fate. Mickety, pickety, rickety, tickety, lickety, splickety, kickety, kickety, kick, 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 kick. You know, right now I'm trying to pick up where I left off after I left the lickety splicketing business.
Right.
As a child. Now I'm slowly regaining part of my life back as as a sad boy on a podcast.
Right.
But back then it consumed my identity.
And do you feel like this song really shows what it felt like?
I would say so. It really resonates with my experience, and I'm sure there are other voices out there that need to be heard and can't speak up for themselves, and Wolf does just that.
And that's the power of sad songs. It reminds us of who we are. It takes our saddest moments in life, our deepest droughts of misery, where we're picking and splicking and ticking.
And lickety-ticketing.
Lickety-ticketing. And it lets us feel
Don't forget
that again.
The kicking. It lets us feel that again. You're so right.
That's the power of music. That is the doctrine of ethos, as I mentioned earlier.
The power of music is being able to relive the worst moments of your life and imagine more misery to come.
And that's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to Dissonant Hearts, where we bring you the latest and greatest sad songs.
We bring you content every 45 minutes, because the world is just that sad.
See you at sundown.